Welcome to Hammer Down. I am not Tone Diggs. The lads are on a little bit of a trip. It is me guiding the ship today. I have the best golf handicapper I know, Mr. Bruce Brown, joining me. Bruce, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
All is well, my friend. Tough night in the March Madness, as usual. Mitt, how was the association last night, brother?
The association was an 0-3 night for me, actually. Geez. So we are very due in the association.
How do we feel about the slate tonight, my friend?
I feel better than I have ever felt before.
All right. Well, do you have anything going? Is golf live right now, Bruce?
Yes. Yeah. The golf is live right now. I tweeted out some picks earlier. They're 1-1 so far. I do have a pick at 345 if you want to hit
that. Let's let that eat right away.
Colin Morikawa is -130 and is in a need to win spot. So today is round three, the last of the round robin. So you have to really focus on the records and kind of, you know, understand that a guy can win with a tie or, you know, shit like that. Morikawa, must win spot. Love him, -130. I hope it's still -130, but that's what I got at that at. Go add that right now.
I love Morikawa. I'm not going to argue with you there, Bruce. Super Boost tonight. We have the St. Peter's Peacocks on National Peacock Day to score 60-plus points. They've scored 60-plus points in 11 out of 12. Let's jump on that. It was -110. Was it +110 now, Bruce, I believe?
+120, I believe.
+120, even better. Last night, we'll do a quick run through here. Arkansas, +10, +400 on the money line, wins outright. I said it all year. Gonzaga is not the best team in the country. Never have been. We're not. They barely beat Memphis. They lost to Arkansas. I don't know, man. I don't love that team for whatever reason. Having all year, just didn't feel like they were that team. But it is trending towards what we feared would be happening. This is all setting up for a Coach K walk-off, it feels like.
Oh, no, it's not.
Is it not?
No, I don't think so. I kind of grew up a UNC fan, so a bit of a bias here. But until the fat lady's singing, I'll be hoping for somebody else to win.
I mean, Texas Tech, it was men against boys, it felt like. And then,
Those dunks.
The last 3 minutes, every game, either Duke just figures out how to play basketball again, or the other team just shits their pants. Like, I do not know what it is. The last 3 minutes, Texas Tech had that game. They stopped scoring. Duke runs them out of the gym. It's game over. That's how it went. Here's another thing we talked about all year. There's going to be the game Arizona didn't show up. That was last night. Now, is that because of how well Houston is playing? Houston plays so fast, and they're just blitzing everybody right now. Now we get this line. This is fucking Duke, Colorado State all over again, the opening round. Jeez. We have Villanova, the 2 seed, going against Houston, the 5 seed, and Houston is favored by 2.5 points.
So I've been betting exclusively underdogs the entire tournament. That is a kind of the, whoa, I'm on the favorite there for sure. Give me Houston. Like you said, they're flying around. I loved them last year. I had a few futures tickets on them last year. Don't this year, but still would love to see them get them done. And I love them there in that spot with Villanova. I think Villanova is just a little too like half courty to pull that one off.
Yeah, see, I've been fading Villanova pretty much the whole tournament, and it has not worked out. I'll go down with the Houston ship. I'll take Houston money line. I will die with them. And the second matchup tomorrow is the Arkansas Duke, and you know where I'm going here. Give me fucking 4 points with Arkansas. I don't think this Duke team is that great, and I feel like they're due to get caught. I mean, Mitt, I know you love Duke. You were on them last night. That was good for you. What do you feel about these games, Bo?
I really think that Duke's got to do it for Coach K. It's Coach K's final year. He's the greatest college coach of all time, and I mean, I don't know why you've been hating on him. They're the hypest team.
They are not hype. Mitt, is there any way you can turn up Bruce's microphone?
Bruce's microphone is at a max volume.
All right. Sorry, chat. Bruce's microphone is... Maybe he can speak louder.
I felt like I was...
You got it. You're good. Oh, here comes Ty. Yeah, fly, Hucks, fly.
Talking some hoops for sure.
Is this mic on?
No.
Is my mic?
I feel like these both aren't on.
Was I?
Those both aren't on, I don't think.
Thanks, man.
How about now?
Testing 1, 2. Can people hear me? You got me? Okay.
Check.
Ty, what are your feelings after the first round of Sweet 16 matchups last night, my friend?
I don't know, dude. I've watched a lot of ball, you know, starting. I mean, shit, we went to the Big Ten tournament. Like, I feel like I've watched a lot of college basketball. It just, I don't know. Like, looking at it tonight, and I said last weekend, like, I didn't think there was any way St. Peter's is going to win, and I hope they score 60-plus tonight, but I just have a very hard time seeing Purdue not just beat the shit out of them.
Oh, you think they're running away with this thing?
Kind of. I mean, Purdue's playing very good right now. I know their defense isn't great, but it just – I'm a big believer in especially them. Like, St. Peter's is obviously a good team, but they've played lights out in 2 games now, and I feel like now is kind of where we see the cream rises to the crop, yeah. Obviously. The teams with the best talent, like Duke last night, same deal. You watch that game early, and it's like, oh, shit, Texas Tech.
Texas Tech was shot out of a cannon to start that. I thought they were going to run him out of the gym. Is fucking – and then all of a sudden, within 2 minutes, college basketball, I mean, all basketball now, a 10-point lead is gone in a minute.
And it seemed like Duke obviously has dudes, but, like, they really, like – Texas Tech's defense is incredible, and their ball movement, their offense, like, they don't really ever get into a position where it seems like even though they have a couple dudes who are probably going to be lottery picks, it's not just like, I'll throw it here and let this guy ISO and try to beat him. Like, their offense is just so good, and it's, I mean, Arkansas was obviously very impressive, but I think Duke's going to win the whole thing.
That's what I was saying, too. It's starting to start, it had that feel with Gonzaga and Arizona at 1-2 all year. That it was a Duke, Kansas, Kentucky year that they would win it. Obviously, Kentucky, who I picked to win it all out in the first round, as usual, 2 years in a row. Texas did it to me last year. There are a lot of people taking Providence to beat Kansas tomorrow. I love the Friars. I will gladly take 8 points with Providence any day of the week. Do they have enough to beat Kansas? I don't know, man. Kansas is Kansas. I love Providence, but goddamn. And then
8-1 is an underdog, Providence.
I mean, Providence as a dog are, you know, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
But the Jayhawks as a favorite, you could say the same thing, my friend. Jayhawks in the tournament. Jayhawks have only covered one of their last 5 tournament games.
Their spreads have been fucking huge.
Yeah, but even this feels big.
This one's huge too.
Like the St. Peter's Purdue line is the only game I'm staying away from tonight because I bashed Purdue all year, and I'm in a point now where I cannot do that anymore. They're a very good team. Ivy is a baller. It's just what Edie can do down low. Like, if he gets fouled and he has to shoot free throws, that is a fucking good luck.
Dude. Yeah, but what is it? Travion Williams is that his name? Travion Williams?
He's 45.
He's unbelievable. Very, very skilled in the post.
He's very underrated.
Very skilled in the post. Yeah. Great passer. That's a big dude to deal with, and I know that St. Peter's is tough, but like 7'6" is, especially if you're even a little bit skilled like that. I just don't know how they're gonna fucking stop him, or you double him and then he's kicking it out, you know, for an open three. What I do like this weekend is definitely not Kansas with the points, but Kansas and Miami parlayed, I think, is like +120. My brother sent it to me.
That's smart.
I like that. I think there's some value in that. Miami, same deal. Like, Iowa State has been very impressive, but they've just played unbelievable. I like this Miami team. I really do.
They're grown-ass men.
Exactly.
And that's what I had USC first round against them, and they smacked them. USC is very, very good. I'm on Miami money line tonight for sure. I know it's a very popular pick right now, but I don't see Iowa State beating them.
I'd love to see it. I really would. Yeah. You know, I mean, fucking Iowa State bullshit aside, I'd love to see Iowa State win, but it's the same deal. I mean, it's a little bit different than the St. Peter's because they obviously, like, they got some dudes as well, but I feel like you play – so good early like this, it's just like it's human nature that you're going to have kind of a game where you come down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do you got? Any thoughts on that, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I know the Miami line's been flying, but I'm surprised they aren't laying more points in that one.
It was very interesting when it came out as almost a pick 'em.
Yeah, crazy line to me. I agree. That's probably the only spot where I like the favorite outside of that. The Houston spot.
And then you got, I mean, this is another one, UCLA, UNC. Everybody and their dog is on UNC.
Yep.
I like UCLA tonight. I'm a fucking Pac-12 boy, West Coast boy. They've been here before. This is more or less the same team that got to almost to the dance last year, lost to Gonzaga on that fucking incredible, insane shot.
How injured is Hawkes? Because he's trying to go tonight, right? But like if he's 40% or 60% or whatever, like that's a big difference.
That is huge. And UNC has been, you know.
Yeah, Brady Manick is a dog.
Yeah, I mean, two and a half?
Two and a half right now.
I mean, Tar Heels covered 6 of 7. Bruins covered 7 of 8 tournament games, 8 of 11 as a favorite. I'm on UCLA money line. I don't know anybody else's thoughts on that game.
I'm on UCLA money line. I love it. I had the same thought as Ty. I wanted to parlay Kansas money line with something else, and I took it Kansas money line, UCLA money line tonight at +120. Let's go.
I actually like that as well. I don't know. That'll probably be early in the tournament. I was making a decent amount of scratch from doing just first half money line parlays with typically just big favorites, but you can bet those live, you know. And if you more games going on, obviously the value goes up quite a bit. But there's 4 games tonight, right? You know, yeah. So you are at least doing it in like the early game. I don't know. That'll probably be a game time decision for me. Because you're right. UNC is the very, very trendy pick. But seeing that Hawkes might be, you know, that worries me.
UNC has 4 guys that go. If any of those guys get into foul trouble, you saw it against Baylor. When what's-his-name got tossed, they are in shambles. But if those guys stay on the court, they're going. This is strictly, I just think UCLA has been down this road before. And I think it's a good number to get UCLA. I know how hot UNC is, but I think maybe they have a fall from grace tonight.
I'm on UNC.
Yeah, that's
fair. I mean, they're dropping 100 tonight. Anytime UNC's dropping 100 tonight, I'll be there till the horse bucks me.
UNC's dropping 100. You just said you're a UNC fan. Get out of here.
I mean, what do you want?
You bleed Tar Heel blue?
I did as a child. I
it was Michigan
stopped,
dark blue but during football season.
Oh, yeah.
Both,
Michigan and UNC.
So that's that's tonight's games, and then, like I said, tomorrow I like Arkansas getting 4. I mean, I'm at the point now. I've gone this far. I will bet against Duke till the tournament is over.
You have no choice.
I want to be on the right side if Coach K's career ends. That's me. And then this Villanova Houston game stinks to high hell. That line is so fucking suspicious.
That's going to be a knockdown drag out, I think.
Yeah.
Like a 2 seed against a 5 seed getting 2.5 just absolutely reeks. I'll take Houston money line. Let those boys run. Keep it going.
I can't bet against Villanova. I just can't do it. They're just so well coached. They're just very efficient. I don't know.
I have a responsible gambling story about Villanova and Purdue. When I was in New Jersey as a wee lad, I hammered Villanova against Purdue with Carson Edwards. Worst decision I've ever made. So I have the opposite. I like basically can't physically bet on Villanova.
Okay, well, you know.
I mean, whatever way you choose to bet this game, I don't think it's a bad bet.
Yeah,
I really
that's fair.
Don't.
I mean, taking the points and the money line, those are both good sides.
Yeah, I think either way. What do you got on this, Mitt? Anything? Out of baby Mitt. All right, that's college basketball. Now we'll go to I got one hockey pick tonight. You're not gonna like this, Bruce.
You got any trendy spring training picks for today?
Tell you what, I was thinking of hopping on the Sox when they were 6-0, but they have now Bit of a schneid for the lads. Okay.
I don't even know if it's available, but if you can just bet if the Yankees are playing, whoever they're playing against, bet their team over because the Yankees give up fucking 15 runs in every spring training game.
I have
game.
Just been getting those push notifications like, oh, 7-0 Mariners.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck exactly. off.
There's this Fitzpatrick guy on the Red Sox who's hit like 8 bombs. It's unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Thank you, Ty.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.
The Jaden Ivey to be the top point scorer boost, +250. Does he usually be top scorer in a game, though, Mitt?
I have no fucking clue, yes, I'm going to be honest. But when we watched him play, he balled the fuck out. And I think he's going to be an absolute stud in the NBA. I took that boost just because I like it. I think maybe they'll try and double the fucking big guy, and then he gets a bunch of buckets. But I don't know.
He went off against Texas. Like, when they were in it, Texas made a run. He just took over the game. So athletic. NHL, my one play tonight. I'm taking the Guinos money line in New York. Jari's in net. Penguins are playing well. Rangers are not. I am sorry, Bruce. Now we'll go to the association. Want me to just run through all these games, Mitt?
Yeah, we can just kind of run through them. Right. I got a lot of leans and then two actual picks.
All right, I got one. I got my one NBA pick. Utah Jazz -3.5 at the Charlotte Hornets. How do you feel? Chime in if you got anything too, Bruce.
It is very hard for me not to take Charlotte here, but I mean, Utah just kind of has been so up and down, and so is Charlotte. Like, fuck. I am terrified to bet Charlotte right now just because you have no idea how they're going to play. It's a stay away, but I'm leaning Charlotte.
I literally just pulled it up, but I would lean to Charlotte there as well.
Jazz been struggling, huh?
Yeah, well. And you know, Charlotte's off like an uncharacteristic egg lay to the Knicks.
If Jazz Knicks get knocked out early too, good for you as a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, we've been saying that it feels like for like 5 years that Donovan Mitchell's frustrated in Utah. It's like, is he?
Oh, here's a stinky line. Washington Wizards catching 4 at Detroit. What is this about, Mitt?
I mean, like, dude, these two teams kind of
Detroit has covered. It feels like Detroit has covered 20 games straight
at home.
Have they not? Am I wrong?
30, you know, at the spread at home.
Yeah, they've been playing well. I like it, actually. I really do kind of like Detroit here. Washington has not been playing very fucking well. Kuzma has been playing like shit. Detroit has some young guys. I think Detroit's one of these teams where in the next couple of years, Foxy's going to be loud on this microphone because they're going to get the number one pick. They're going to get another guy. Cade Cunningham's a dog.
He's a guy, dude. He is a guy. He was unbelievable in college, and he's played very well this year.
I mean, I wanted to bet him Rookie of the Year, but, I mean, you can't really go against Darius Garland. But
so 77% of the money, 68% of the bets are on the Pistons, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with that one. I think, really, I've been agreeing with a lot of the public bets in the NBA lately. Last night, it completely kicked me in the ass. Two nights before, I went 6-0. So.
Yeah, they're going to fatten us up a bit before the playoffs.
Yeah,
then they get
the
their
playoffs.
Knives out, and it's like, oh, 60%, 40% of the money.
Give me on that. All right, I'm sitting that one out. I got nothing. Here's an interesting one as well. Golden State catching 3 at Atlanta. 65% of the money is on Atlanta. 50-50 on the bets.
This is one, if you're going to bet this one, you're taking the money line and you're just taking who you think is going to win. I don't know. I have hated betting on these Golden State Warriors since Steph's been hurt. I'm leaning Golden State here for some reason. I think they can get it done, but I'm probably just going to stay away. Trae Young's been trying to fight for that playoff position too. Like, it's hard. That one's a bad one. That's a bad, this is a kind of a stinky.
Nothing wrong with sitting the game out. Here we go, Bruce. Knicks catching 7.5 at the Miami Heat, fresh off a fight with their coach after a tough loss against Golden State. What are your thoughts here, my friend?
So you can kind of look at it like two teams at two different points in the story where, like, Julius Randle's kind of been blowing up for a while and they've just basically benched him. I mean, he's
Nobody
injured.
Nobody cares.
He's injured, but, like, is he? And Jimmy Butler kind of just blew up, and it's a fresh wound for the Heat to deal with. So I would definitely be taking 7.5 with the Knicks there. Got a nice young squad, guys getting their kind of like first, second, third look out there. Quentin Grimes and Deuce McBride. It's you know, they're pretty exciting, barring the fact that our ace in the hole, Julius Randle, basically is just getting cardio in.
He's done for the season. They're done with him.
Yeah, he's playing like he doesn't have arms. So it's tough.
Did they pay him?
Yeah, we did give him a nice extension.
He was very good last year. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and you know, it's tough for me to be like, oh, I hate Julius Randle, because I don't. He changed like basically the trajectory of the franchise. But
well,
it's been
a
rough
year.
Me and
you had this conversation about it. He really blew up during COVID when no one was in the stands, and that's kind of more of a feel like you're just hooping in a gym instead of really on the stage at Madison Square.
Yeah, that's my one of my conspiracies. And then the other is that like he was always balling when they were talking about how he's the most improved player, but as soon as he entered like the actual like, is it Jokic or Randle for MVP, he started to suck. So it could be like a bright lights people at the Garden problem as well.
There you go. Here we go. This is the one I will be taking. Dallas Mavericks catching 3.5 at Minnesota.
Yep.
The money and the bets are on Minnesota. Give me Dallas +3.5, please and thank you.
Minnesota has been a hot team as of late, but they've actually lost their last two. And Dallas has won their last two, covered their last two. I'm just thinking Dallas is going to go in there. Luke is going to do some cool shit, and they're going to get it done. Let's go. I'm right on it with you.
Nobody's out. Is anybody out?
No, and nobody's out for the Timberwolves.
Towns is in. I saw earlier Towns might be out. Still questionable.
Hardaway's out, but, I mean, who cares?
Questionable for Friday. What else we got here?
I'll take the Timberwolves there, by the way. I fucking hate the Mavericks.
This guy, here we go. Last two of the night. Houston Rockets -3.5. I mean, these games stink.
Yeah, dude,
at Portland.
Yeah, like, bro, these games suck.
What is
this? This is a on the fly. I'm taking Houston -4 here. Portland.
Take them -3.5 if you want, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to take them -3.5. Let's go. I saw it at 4. Portland sucks. Like, Portland sold all their players. Houston also is horrible. Houston is going to get. They're up there with Detroit. They have 18 fucking wins. God, this is such a bad fucking game, but I'm taking Houston -4 for some reason.
That a baby, Mitt.
Let's go, Christian Woods.
And the last game of the night.
You get it.
76ers -5 at the Clippers. 86% of the money, 83% of the bets are on the Sixers. No, thank you.
I've been agreeing with the public bets here, and I am all over this one too. I love the 76ers tonight. I don't see why, to me, there's no way that they can. The Clippers stink. There's no way they can guard Embiid and fucking James Harden. They're just going to run a pick and roll. They're going to have an awesome night, and then we're probably going to be seeing like one of them had 50 points.
Yep.
It feels like that type of night.
What do you got?
That's
first?
Fair.
You with it?
I had to go to like Clippers rehabilitation a while ago. Like I was just like betting on the Clippers in like every playoff series and just living and dying by Paul George. So I just kind of try to generally stay away from the whole organization nowadays. I would probably just take the Sixers and ride off into the night with the public fattening up before the playoffs.
That'd be Bruce. I like that. So tonight for NBA, I have Dallas Mavericks in the Sweet 16, I have Providence +8, UCLA money line, Miami money line. What do you have, Bruce?
For the college tonight?
Whatever you got, let it eat.
St. Peter's +13, Providence, UNC, Miami, and then Houston.
There you go. What do you got, Mitt?
I got the Kansas and UCLA both money line parlay cooking tonight, and then in the association we got Miami Heat -7.5. That's an on the fly. We got Dallas +3 going into Minnesota. We got Houston -4 going into Portland, and then I got Philly -5 going into LA to play the Clippers.
Tall. We got this basketball classics happening tomorrow. Hold the phone.
Oh, shit.
Portland plus four versus Southern Utah.
What?
I mean, Jesus. I mean,
Southern Utah is an absolute wagon,
right? The Pilots have been good to us this year, my friend. I love the Pilots. Let's check that game out real quick here. College matchups. Saturday.
Southern Utah is the team that you at first said at the beginning of the year we started making all that money on, right? They had that one kid that could shoot.
I think it was Utah Valley.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like the Portland Pilots are an absolute lock from what I'm looking
26% on Portland. Covered 8-10. Southern Utah 22-11. Portland 19-14. One last ride for the Pilots.
I mean, the Pilots are 20-11 at the spread, and the Thunderbirds are awesome fucking team names, by the way, are 13-19 at the spread.
Yeah, fuck it. Give me the Pilots one last time.
Are the Pilots the fucking lock of the weekend?
I mean, don't say that.
I might start saying that out in Cedar City.
These two. So the NIT doesn't play till fucking Tuesday. Like this tournament is 2 months long.
Yeah, that's just a revenue.
Bonnie's against Xavier, Washington State, Texas A&M. Both actually, those are pretty good matchups, to be honest. The Basketball Classic Ether semifinal is Monday night. Coastal Carolina, South Alabama. We appreciate you guys rocking with us all week. March Madness is back this weekend. Oh, Bruce got one more for you. Hold on.
Yeah, the winner of the Dell Match Play is Dustin Johnson. That is my pick. It was 9:50 this morning. I'm looking for it 7-9-1. And hammering Dustin Johnson to take this thing home.
All right, there we go. That's lefty right there with the Dustin Johnson. We'll be back Monday. I'll tweet out Elite Eight picks on Sunday for those games. Thanks for rocking with us all week long, and hammer down!